I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. We are well past the stocking of trout in the spring for West Virginia, and of course, the summer heat is stifling. But if you know where to go and what to do, there are still plenty of trout out there that are ready to be caught in West Virginia. We'll talk a little more about it coming up in a moment. Dave Thorne heads up the DNR's trout program, and he says, yes, there are places in West Virginia that will hold those stock trout all the way through the summer.
We stock several places where they have a pretty good opportunity to hold over. Obviously, not everywhere fits that category, but you know, we have several rivers that have a lot of cold water, a lot of small tributaries that come in cold that afford places for the fish to hide out. And, you know, and a lot of spring-fed streams, particularly if you go into into eastern Randolph County, the high mountains, Pendleton, Pocahontas, and Tucker County, you'll find good opportunities to catch some summer trout.
Now, on those mountain streams, you'll find the spots where the coolest and deepest water is located is where the fish are going to be.
Well, as a fisherman, if you are wet wading and just got those tennis shoes on, you wade up the creek, and all of a sudden your feet start tingling a little bit. If your feet feel cold, that's where the fish are going to be. And you know, we know some of those streams, some of those systems, like the Dry Fork and Gandy Creek, have a lot of springs in them. You know, and you get over in the South Branch, the North Fork. You know, those are in this country where there's a lot of springs too. So. You just seek out those colder places, or if you're fishing and you pick up a trout, odds are there's going to be more than one in those places.
Yeah, like you said, if you find one, you're going to find several.
Sure. They find those deep pools and places where they know of, where they can hide. And like we said earlier, they will congregate in.
But finding them and catching them are two different things.
You want to pay attention to what the fish are doing and what the fish want. And one thing I do this time of year is I watch the rainfall patterns and the river gauges, and you can really find a lot of good active fish if you seek out some of these places where you've got a little bit of rain the last day or so.
And you'll find that when you get to those high mountain streams, chances are pretty good you're going to have them all to yourself. And that alone makes the trip worthwhile. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.